We had a couple questions come up this week regarding RSS content. Should you import RSS content into your radio station website? And what are some of the options out there available? Today, you'll get our take on importing RSS content feeds into your radio station website, and we'll also give you a couple options that are available.
You're listening to Better Radio Websites, the definitive podcast for radio professionals who want their websites to generate more traffic and substantial revenue. Get time-tested techniques, secret tricks, and valuable tools in online content, marketing, analytics, security, social media, and much more. Ready for your radio station to dominate digital in your market? Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Hey, thanks a lot for tuning in this week. Be sure that you're liked and subscribed wherever you are getting this podcast, whether you're listening to us in your headphones as you're driving into work or taking a walk, or whether you're viewing us on YouTube. Be sure to like and subscribe and leave a review. Let us know how we're doing and maybe give us some tips on what things that could benefit you and your radio station website journey. Also, be sure to sign up for our newsletter at skyrocketradio.com so you'll never miss any time that we post anything, whether it be a new blog post, a podcast episode like this. It's all in our newsletter that comes out once a week, every Tuesday morning. So be sure to subscribe at skyrocketradio.com. Well, today we're talking about RSS content and importing it into your radio station website. Is it the best fit? And what are some of the options out there? Well, first, let's talk about what is RSS. RSS stands for Really Simple Syndication. And essentially, it's the latest news post in an XML type format from a website. Some of these files can contain just excerpts with links back to the originating website. And sometimes they can contain full articles with media, audio, and images, that sort of thing. We disagree on putting RSS feeds onto your radio station website that link off to somewhere else. You've likely seen feeds that are from CMT.com or RollingStone.com or ABC News or Fox News or CBS or something like that. You'll see it on their homepage. You'll see a list of all of these different items. And some folks think, well, okay, that makes us look relevant. That makes us look like, but if you really look at what you're doing there, you are actually giving 5 or 10 reasons for the visitor to that website, to your website, to leave and go somewhere else, to go on to this news story or this entertainment news story or something like that. They're essentially leaving you and your advertisers that are paying to be on your radio station website. So we completely say we give pushback to folks that want to simply display an RSS feed. Now, sometimes you may have a partnership with like a local television station or something like that. Perhaps you have no news people at your radio station, and that's fine. But the TV station wants you to put an RSS feed that links to their website. And so they'll give you their top 10 news stories or sports, local sports or something like that to put on your radio station website. Just be sure that when you do that, that they're doing something on their website that links back to yours, because otherwise you're just sending traffic to them to benefit them and for them to get more advertisers on their TV station website. So they have to do something to bring people back to your radio station website. What is that? If you don't have any reason for folks to come to your radio station website, that's going to be a hard sell. That's going to be a hard time coming up with something that they can put on their website other than a banner ad that links back to your radio station website. So regardless, we kind of give pushback on putting any RSS feeds that all that they do is link off to somewhere else. So that leaves importing RSS content. That is the best way to put other kinds of content on your radio station website, because that keeps visitors on your website a whole lot longer. Whenever folks ask us, should we put RSS content on our radio station website, we normally come back with, okay, what kind of content are you already producing? what kind of content is there? Is it local news? Are you doing any kind of local sports, obituaries, the farm report, anything? And so, because we don't want to completely rely on RSS imported content to bring listeners back on a daily basis, because most of the time, that RSS content, whether it be national news or entertainment news or national sports or whatever, they can be found anywhere online. The best content that you can put on your website for the meat of your website is local content. Things that are happening local in your area, local events, local news, the high school scoreboard, that sort of thing. That's going to be the very best content, because that content can't be found anywhere else online. It might be found on maybe the local TV station or maybe a newspaper or something like that. But we have the great ability to promote our websites more than the newspaper or whatever. We have a bigger voice when it comes to pushing folks to our website. And the question may be, why do we want to push people to our website? We just want to keep them listening to our radio station. Why do we want to push them there? And the reason why that we want to push people to our radio station websites is because it provides a bigger platform for our radio station. A lot of folks, they're not finding our radio station by flipping the dial anymore. We want them to find our radio station through organic means. When they flip through Facebook and they're doing the other things that they do online, whether they're searching for maybe something that happened locally, like a school fire or a building demolition or something like that. If they're searching for something like that, we want our website to be found, because that could potentially bring more people to listen to our radio station, because they have found us in a way that if we were only broadcasting on the radio and that was the only thing that we were doing, a fraction of those people might hear the news story in the morning versus taking that news story and also putting it on our website and our social media and maybe making a podcast for it, because we've gotten all of these different touch points where people can consume our content, and they touch our radio station. So that's going to build a bigger relationship. And that is why our radio station websites are a very important piece of this bigger puzzle. The podcasting, the social media, all of that comes together in this big living circle of life of doing the radio station business. If we only did radio and that's the only thing that we did, we'd be missing out. And so that is why. If you do RSS content, be sure that it's going to add to what you're already doing for local content, your local news, your obituaries, your local mugshots, or whatever that you're doing. Don't let it be the only content, because that's just not good. And if you think, well, you know, that gives us some content so we can be found online. Really, RSS imported content does not benefit your search engine optimization at all, because the content is coming from somewhere else. And so the first ones who hit publish on it are getting the SEO benefits of it. Everybody below that is not getting any benefits at all. As a matter of fact, since it's the content in there is not relevant to your local area, Google and other search engines kind of lower your score in SEO because you have that on your website. There was a time when AdSense, the banner ads that Google can put on your website and you can generate revenue from that. If you had RSS content on your website, they just denied you the ability to put those ads on your radio station website. So I think they have kind of loosened the grips on that a little bit now. So that is good. But still, it's if you think that the RSS content is going to help your search engine optimization. It's just not. It's actually going to hurt it. The best thing that you can do is to generate local content that is relevant to your audience and your listeners, and do that on a consistent basis. And the folks that we are seeing generating a lot of substantial online revenue are doing it with local content. And so, and they're doing it consistently, 5 or 6 posts a day from 2 people. Now, so they don't have a large staff. If a couple episodes ago, we had Melissa Boswell with BreezyNews.com on, and they are killing it. If their radio station, their website, it is equally important as their radio station signal. So the more emphasis that you can put on your radio station website and generating local content there, the better you're going to do. So let's talk about some different options out there as far as content that you can put on your website as well. ABC News, they're pretty much the go-to when it comes to national news, entertainment. They have politics and health and national sports, as well as the top entertainment format news, rock, country, pop, top 40, AC, that sort of thing. And it's all barter. And you can reach out to Mary McCarthy. I have her information in the show notes. And it's a very good service. And everything is contained within the RSS feed. You get the full articles. If there's any embeds within the articles, they are in there as well. Sometimes there's YouTube. Sometimes there is music clips. And they're all embedded within the feed. All of their images include the copyright information, which is very, very important, because just because a website has an RSS feed doesn't mean that you can go out there and grab it and import it into your website. Because when you do that, you're going to look into potentially having some legal troubles, because even if a website gives you the permission to import their content, some pieces and parts of that content you may not have copyrights for. So we've seen it to where a radio station website had permission to import this format news from another website. And then that other website, they purchased a copyrighted image to use in one of their articles. They didn't consider that somebody down the line was importing their content. And so the radio station, 2 years later, gets a notice that, well, it was a notice, it was a bill for having that image on their website for the last 2 years. It was not cheap, and that's something that they had to pay, or they negotiated something. But anyway, you do want to be sure that you have everything in writing if you are going to be importing something from another source. So one of these services is really the best way to go, because all of that is covered in the agreement. The second option, other than ABC News, is United Stations has a Pulse digital content that you can import into your radio station website. And you can reach out to Ralph Riley at United Stations. His contact information is in the show notes as well. But Pulse is a little bit different than ABC. They do not offer national news, national sports, politics, and stuff like that. They are mainly focused on entertainment news. So the entertainment news and then all of the major music formats, they are all covered there as well. They have a widget that you can put on your radio station website, but it links off away from your advertisers. So you don't want to use that. They do have the ability for you to import that content and keep visitors on your website a whole lot longer. So wrapping up, our verdict on importing RSS content is that you should only do it if you're complementing the local content that you are already creating. Let that be the reason people come to your radio station website, the main reason. Then they can, oh, okay, well, if you're interested in this, you're probably going to be interested in these news, the entertainment news or the national news or whatever like that. I probably wouldn't put national news and world news and everything like that on a top 40 station. Just a top 40 station really The average listener coming to a top 40 radio station website is going to be interested in probably the entertainment news and the top 40 news. And that's probably about it, other than any kind of local information that might affect them, local events. So every station, every market is going to be a little bit different, but they're going to be somewhat the same. If you have a news talk station, then all of those formats that ABC News offers, having that on your station website, it's going to benefit you, because if you're going, if you're putting a lot of local information on there, a lot of state news, and then you're complementing that with the national news, you're probably going to see a pretty good return on that front. If you are looking at using RSS imported content, use it sparingly. And so that is our main takeaway here, is just use it sparingly and concentrate on the local content to bring people there on a consistent basis. And be sure that you are promoting that local content on air, over social media. You have to hit all of those touch points that we mentioned earlier, and you'd be promoting those. And each one of those can be promoting the other one, the on-air, promoting the website, promoting the social media, and the social media promoting the on-air, and the website promoting listening online and listening events and that sort of thing. So it's that organic circle that just keeps rotating. All right. Hopefully this information has helped you this week. If you're wondering about RSS content, reach out to us. RSS content or anything else about your radio station website, we're here for you at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Remember to subscribe, leave a rating or comment, and share this episode with your team and radio colleagues. For show notes, archived episodes, and more free resources, visit betterradiowebsites.com. Need help starting or making your radio website better? Visit skyrocketradio.com.